Check it, check, check. 1, 2. All right, let's do it. If you did not listen to the previous edition of Stating the Obvious, you should go back and do that, because this is part 2 in a series. We're picking up where I left off. Where did I leave off? I didn't mark my place. Oh, here we go. With racist and sexist, of course, because everything is fucking racist and sexist. It's racism. All the way down. It's just racism. You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and moan. You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way, Donald's cock has something to keep it company. I have to. Whoa, I've changed everything now. My God, it's change. Change is so wonderful. Right? I was reading something the other day. I read shit sometimes. Unlike those that, well, you guys read stuff. You just only read things that already agree with your stupid ass worldviews. I was reading some touchy-feely shit the other day in preparing for Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile. My intellect homes in are destroying the motherfucking statist all around the world. Regardless of whether you're a left-wing statist, a right-wing statist, a homo statist, a GLBTKKK statist, a femistatist, a statheist, no matter what kind of statist you are, the 50 caliber machine gun will mow you the fuck down. I was reading something the other day, and, you know, it's what they said, like, change is good. It's like, oh, god damn it, please, please fucking save me from stupid people. I've done this on, alright, that's it, I was going to say 100 times, it's an exaggeration. I've done this multiple times over the course of this podcast. If you have some fucking Jews, right, and the fucking Jews, who 70% have voted for Hillary Clinton, but gee, can't figure out why there's a stereotype about Jews, can't figure that one out. If you got a fucking Jew, okay, and the Jew is not in a concentration camp, and then you take the Jew and you put the Jew in a fucking concentration camp, that is change. That is different than it was before. That is change. Change is not always good. Oh, let's say, for example, this is completely theoretical, of course. Let's say you have a liberal Democrat president in the United States who has black skin, who's half black. Let's say that. And then let's say the next president is a white man with orange hair. I mean, completely theoretical. There's no way a white man with orange hair could ever become president of the United States. Completely theoretical. But theoretically speaking, that would be change, right? Because you go from half black liberal to white orange hair conservative. That would be change. Well, change is a good thing, isn't it? You people are so... I have to keep saying this because I want to emphasize to you how serious I am. Donald Trump will not build concentration camps and kill you, but he should. Well, you're just saying that because you hate people. No, I don't hate people. I hate you. I hate those of you who voted for Hillary Clinton because you want me dead. Yes, I do hate you. It's called self-defense. It's not this fucking, well, you can be Christian and turn the other, I'm not going to turn the other cheek. You hate me, I'm going to hate you right back. And you want to, I did a series of podcasts, like, you motherfuckers, you want to start a race war? I don't want to start a race war. I have no desire to start a race war. You Black Lives Matter cocksucking faggots, you want to start a race war? I'll finish it. I have no desire to start it, but I will motherfucking finish it. Self-defense. And all you fucking anarcho fucking sissy faggots out there, well, the non-aggression principle, I'm too good to vote, I didn't vote. Look how much better I am than you. I'm so much better than you. If I walked in, I saw somebody raping my mother, I would not use aggression against the person who's raping my mother, cause I'm an anarcho sissy, and I'm so much better than you are. The non-aggression principle says you do not initiate aggression. It also says you do not allow aggression to be initiated against you. Or to put it more colloquially, that word I can't say. I don't start fights, but I will motherfucking finish them. And that's a fact. I don't start race wars, but I will fucking finish them. And when I see you fucking millennial pieces of shit desperate to kill me off because you feel guilty about being white. Yeah, I hate you. And I will defend myself from your hatred and your aggression and your desire to kill me. And I will do that in any way necessary, whether it's by shooting you or whether it's by voting for Donald Trump. Let's return. If you are coming in and you're not smart enough to go back and listen to the previous fucking podcast like I told you to, I am reading the CSU, Colorado State University Collegian, from Thursday, November the 10th. Did not find an issue from November the 9th. My theory is the college students were too traumatized to put out a student newspaper that day. I'm going through and reading, cold reading, have not read any of this before. This is complete cold reading, the responses to the Donald Trump victory. Okay, we're picking up with Alexandra Settner's column, I Am a Big Fat Stupid Bitch. I mean, no, it's not the title. She is a big fat stupid bitch because there's pictures on here. What do we do now? Okay, based on what Trump has said, and his loose consolations to make up for the things he has said means communities have every right to be fearful. Because again, that's what's important, is to be afraid. Everything in the millennial fucking experience is about being afraid. Like, their entire life revolves around fear. Anything they don't like, they don't approve of, they don't understand, it terrifies them. And they're goal in life is to be free from fear, to never experience fear, to not have it. Oh, by the way, I am the great one himself, founder, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIPSOC.com, on the inter-fucking webs. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's a sound engineer, and she keeps me on track and yellow cards me and red cards me. That's the new thing we have going. Whenever I start tangenting, she does a yellow card. When I tangent too much, she does a red card. And if I get 3 red cards in a podcast, she fucking kicks my ass after we're finished recording. And you can send us email at God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com. And if you are not an anarcho-capitalist, you can go and fuck yourself. I am right. You are wrong. Go fuck yourself. And yes, I do have a martini in my hand right this moment, and I'm about to take a drink. Made with Plymouth gin, the best gin out there. I did extensive taste testing, trust me, boys and girls. When I say Plymouth gin is the best gin, I'm not saying that because they paid me, although they should. I am saying that Plymouth gin is the best tasting gin because I drink gin martinis and I did extensive taste testing to determine which gin was the most delicious. It's Plymouth, and this is Navy strength. All right, anyway, this has nothing to do with stupid little fucking fat cunts, millennials, hating me because I'm different than them, and they can't shut the fuck up about tolerance and diversity. Let's get back to it. Now is not the time to mock or belittle, even if you don't believe Trump will follow through on his actions, because the mass amount of people who have voted for Trump illustrate to these communities that they are unwanted and unwelcome by the everyday American. No, actually, you stupid fat cunt. The mass amount of people who voted for Trump was only 60 million, just like only 60 million voted for Hillary. You are so fucking stupid because you're a fucking cunt, and because you're fat and ugly, you can't do math. Now, if you have listened to this podcast for a while, you know I am famous for saying that Hussein Obama, the half-black president, the first affirmative action president, the second coming of Jesus Christ, was elected by less than 20% of the population. It was 19 point something something percent. Now, that was based on his first election, the population of the United States at the time of his election. And when I do population, I count people under 18 because they're people. Okay? I'm not counting. It doesn't matter whether you can vote or not. You're still a fucking person. Okay? So when I say Hussein Obama, your half-black messiah, was elected by 20% of the population, that is with his 69 million votes and the population of the United States 8 years ago. So right now, the population of the United States, and I could Google this and look it up, and I should and I will at some point, I'm guessing, is that it's slightly higher than it was back then, simply because more people are being born, immigrants come in, life expectancy is getting better, so people are living longer. So I suspect that the population of the United States right now, United States, I suspect the population of the United, of the United States, I'm going to learn to talk any fucking minute, right now is higher than it was 8 years ago. Couple that with the fact that the Trump was elected by 60 million, not 69 million. That means the number of people in the United States who voted for Trump is less than 20%. Obama only got 20% of the people in the United States voted for him. Trump, so, I mean, I'm just guessing, we're off, I have to do the math, but what, 18%? The masses, the mass amount of people who have voted for Trump. These communities that they are unwanted. Well, and you know what, Bo, though? You are unwanted and you are unwelcome. You're a fucking stupid, selfish cunt. Your entire fucking life revolves around forcing me to have the same opinions you have. Yes. You are unwelcome and you are unwanted. Yes, Black Lives Matter protesters who are flipping over automobiles and throwing rocks through windows. Yes, you are unwanted and you are fucking unwelcomed. Yes, you fucking parasites who can't get jobs and fucking live on welfare and I have to support you. Yes, you are unwanted and unwelcomed. Yes, you are. You know what? Yes, you Hillary Clinton voters, you are unwanted and unwelcomed. You are emotionally retarded, intellectually retarded. You have no virtues. You are completely motivated by hatred for anyone who is different from you. And you run around talking about how fucking diverse you are. You are unwanted. Yes, you are. That's the one fucking thing this stupid fat cunt has gotten correct. You stupid cunt. Yes, you are unwanted and you are unwelcomed. Why don't you fucking go to Canada? Oh, that's right. Because in Canada, you couldn't get welfare. In Canada, you can't be a fucking parasite on heterosexual white men who work for a living. Going to Canada would involve you actually doing some fucking work. Because you'd have to fucking do work to pack your shit and fucking go there. And you're not going to go to Canada unless a white man comes along and fucking does it for you. It has been clear that voting in protest to the other candidate was a trend in this election. Many who voted for Trump were afraid of Clinton. Clinton supporters were no different. This speaks leaps and bounds about this year's candidates. Yes, and as George Carlin said in his routine, which I'm going to post, let's see. So you should hear this on Wednesday. The George Carlin link should be in yesterday's linkage. Right where George Carlin says, you know, hey, look, the politicians, this is the best you've got. This is American people saying these are our best. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I've already forgotten his name. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are the best that we, the royal we, the citizens of the United States of America have to offer. Oh, God. This speaks leaps and bounds about this year. It doesn't just speak about the candidates. It also speaks about the voters. Because remember, you voted for these fuckers. Remember, those of you Democrats, you had a choice too. You could have chosen Bernie Sanders. No, you went with the cunt. She has a hole between her legs. She's the most qualified. There's somewhere in the pile, there's this Collegian article where some bitch came to Colorado State University and her qualifications for speaking about politics was that she was a gold medal winner in like ice skating or something like that. But she said, I remember this quote, she said, Hillary Clinton is the most qualified presidential candidate in history. I'm not making this up. When I find it, I will read the article to you. I will make fun of it extensively. I want you to think about that for a second. According to liberal Democrats, remember that Hillary Clinton, the most qualified presidential candidate in history. More qualified than Obama, Bill Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Ralph Nader, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, George Washington, FDR, John F. Kennedy. Those of you who voted for Hillary Clinton, you are fucking broken. You're broken between the fucking ears. You are fucking broken. You are the sickest, most perverted, most devoid of virtue humans that have ever walked the earth. I would sooner associate with fucking Nazis. I would sooner associate with pedophiles than with Hillary Clinton voters. You are the biggest pieces of shit that have ever lived. And I don't say that because I'm in love with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is an evil statist piece of shit. But you people, you are truly worse than pedophiles. I would sooner choose my friends from a group of fucking pedophiles than choose my friends from Hillary Clinton voters. This speaks leaps and bounds about this year's candidates, that the issues the presidents will be facing took a backseat to the character of these candidates. Because, of course, character's not important. All we focused on was Donald Trump's character. Donald Trump likes women. Donald Trump is heterosexual. But, oh my God, you say anything about Hillary Clinton's character, you hate women. We should never have to be reduced to looking at exclusively the character of a candidate. No, no, you should never look at the character of a candidate. That never matters unless it's a Republican. Really? So if the person is running for political office, if their character doesn't matter, what the fuck does? Jesus fucking Christ, who doesn't fucking exist anymore because he was just a fucking person who died and not the Son of God. But Jesus fucking H. Christ on a fucking stick. Can you Clinton fucking asslickers be any fucking stupid? Their character, we should never look at their character. Is that because all the people you as a liberal Democrat cunt, a fat fucking stupid cunt, all the people you've ever voted for in your fucking 20 years of life experience, none of them have any character? Is that why we shouldn't look at people's character? Because you don't fucking have any? The people you vote for don't have any? Your friends don't have any? And you fucking anyone who has character terrifies the fuck out of you? Have I mentioned how much I hate you? Have I mentioned that I sincerely want, even though it will not happen, Donald Trump to build concentration camps and exterminate you? Have I fucking mentioned that? This is why I want you dead. But your character doesn't matter. What matters is, are they going to give me free college? Underneath this op-ed is a giant fucking half-page advertisement. Animal rights activist Ken Cohen speaking up for those who can't. What we can learn from animal rights activism in Israel. Tuesday, November 15th, the Laurie Student Center Room 388A, followed by a vegan dinner. We should never have to be reduced to looking at exclusively the character of a candidate when that's not what decides the future for the country. It's the issues. Okay, you stupid fucking fat cunt. What decide? First of all, and again, the fact that there's a state and a government, all this other shit. This is you being incompetent and stupid. But okay, it's the reality. Okay, but here's the reality: it's not the issues that decide the future for the company. It's how the people in the government respond to the issues. And how people respond to the issues is determined by their character, you stupid fat cunt. Let's say, Russia. The Russian government takes 70 Americans hostage and burns down our embassy. I'm just making shit up, okay? That event does not determine the future of the United States. What determines the future of the United States as this nation-state political entity is how do the people in the government, in the high offices, respond to Russia taking 70 or whatever I said American hostages and burning down the embassy. And how those people respond is determined by their character. You stupid fat cunt. You stupid fat inferior whiny snivelly babied safe space looking for I got a fucking award for showing up every goddamn day emotionally intellectually retarded needing a constant fucking safe space protection from everything fat cunt. we need to demand better from our political system. Translation: Republicans should not be allowed to win elections. Between the primary caucus elections, major political parties' lack of transparency. This is the most transparent administration ever, you fat cunt. Do you hate black people? Do you hate Obama? Shut up. Again, this fat cunt's name is Alexandra Setner. I don't give a fuck how to pronounce her name. She's a fat cunt and she's stupid. Between the primary caucus elections, major political parties' lack of transparency. What do you mean? Well, no, all the emails from the DNC are out in the open. WikiLeaks, they're totally transparent, you stupid cunt. Remember, you're the one who said it didn't matter. You're one of the fucking fat cunts who said that the DNC fucking Bernie Sanders over didn't matter. Hillary Clinton has a vagina. That's the center of the fucking universe. You know, fuck Bernie Sanders. Hillary Clinton has a hole between her legs. We need to unite between Hillary Clinton, and if you're not a Clinton supporter, you're racist, sexist, and homophobic. The Electoral College, which you had 8 years to change, you didn't do anything about it because you're fucking fat, stupid, and lazy. The Electoral College is there for a reason. I've explained it before. I don't have to explain it now. Just because you're fucking stupid, just because you're too fucking emotionally, intellectually retarded, fat and stupid to understand why the Electoral College exists, does not invalidate it. It just means you're stupid, you fat fucking stupid cunt. And the political lobbying efforts... This year's election showed us that the system is failing us. Had Hillary Clinton won, you would not be saying the system was failing. The only reason your fat fucking stupid cunt fucking whore cunt ass fucking cunt self thinks the system is failing is because Hillary Clinton didn't win. This is what I'm, the no integrity, zero fucking integrity. It's just all about, I didn't get my way. I'm pissed off. I didn't get what I wanted. The system is failing. Anytime the system gives other people what they want instead of giving me what I want, the system is failing. Concentration camps. Concentration camps now. Please. Please, Mr. Trump. President Trump, I am begging. President Trump. Hear me, President Trump. President Trump, I am saying this on my podcast to all my listeners. I have integrity. I will stand by this. Although I don't know why you'd want it because you're married to a hot chick. But if you build concentration camps and you put everyone who voted for Hillary Clinton in the camps and kill them, I will suck your dick and swallow your cum every single day for the rest of your life. That is a promise. I have publicly made that promise. Showed us that the system is failing us. It is no longer functioning as it was intended. Yes, it is. There was an election. Somebody won. The person who won will be the president. That's how it was fucking intended, you stupid fat cunt. It is no longer functioning as intended. And because democracy is government by the people, it was people who voted, you stupid fat cunt. It is our time to now bring it back. In other words, my candidate didn't win. I'm going to riot. More than ever now, hold your government accountable and be critical. Yes, because for 8 years, all you people have done is fucking be lazy and smoke dope. Now, oh look, because 9 million of us didn't show up to vote for Hillary Clinton simply because she's got a hole between her legs. Now there's an evil white man who's president. And now, oh, democracy suddenly got broken. When Obama got elected twice, democracy was not broken. But when a stupid fucking cunt with a criminal history who's married to a rapist did not get elected, suddenly democracy became broken. There are no words that can describe how much I despise you. When I say that I would, when I promise, when I, who have integrity, unlike you, say that I will suck Donald Trump's cock and swallow his cum every day for the rest of his life if he puts you in concentration camps. When I say that, that is not even expressing 10% of the amount of hatred I have for those of you who voted for Hillary Clinton. Your selfishness. I mean, there are not words for it. This idea that because you didn't get what you want, democracy is broken. Had Hillary Clinton won, there would be no talk of democracy being broken. You're so transparent. You're so fucking retarded. You are underdeveloped. God damn it, I fucking hate you with every ounce of my existence. Contact representatives and make your voices heard. You just didn't make your voices heard. You voted. That was making your voices heard. You said, I want a master. You've got a master. Shut up. Contact representatives and make your voices heard. They derive their power from us. Yes, and you will shut the fuck up and do what you're told. And it is now time to take back that influence. God. Especially if you disagree with our president-elect. But if Hillary had been elected, no! Don't contact your representatives in dissent. No! Just obey. Obey Hillary. Because Hillary has a fucking hole between her legs. You should shut up and do what Hillary fucking tells you to do. But because the president has a penis and orange hair, oh my God, now suddenly we have to start fucking complaining about everything because, oh, we're being so oppressed. And you are concerned about certain policy changes he may be changing, like in regards to the environment, the economy, or immigration. Because, in other words, the president might have opinions different than yours. And how dare other people have opinions, well, that are different than your opinions? Obviously, they're racist, sexist, and homophobic. Because anyone who disagrees with you, well, they're obviously flawed because you're perfect. And all of your opinions are the most righteous, the most perfect opinions to hold because, well, you're perfect. You know you have 20 years of life experience. You know everything. You Miss Setner, Setner, whatever the fuck your name is, you fat, stupid cunt. Your 20 years of life experience make you a fucking expert on everything. You have the one and only perfectly correct worldview in the entire cosmos. And any fucking conscious being anywhere in the cosmos who disagrees with you about anything, well, they're obviously fucked up, racist, sexist, and homophobic. You fucking stupid cunt. Most importantly, I know that millions have begged for compassion. Is that all the protesters fucking throwing rocks through windows and burning shit? Are they the ones begging for compassion because they're fucking retarded like you are? Most importantly, I know millions. Really? Can you tell me their names? I know millions have begged for compassion in the coming months from either side. Well, no, actually only one side won. That would be Donald Trump. See, from either side. No, Hillary Clinton lost. Hillary Clinton is crawling back under a rock and hopefully dying. Okay, sorry, girls. Here's a fucking newsflash. Donald Trump won. Hillary Clinton doesn't fucking matter anymore. Hillary Clinton, if she had any fucking dignity at all, would fucking kill herself. But she's a parasite, and she's a femistatist, and she's a cunt. And I would not be surprised if we have not seen the last of Hillary Clinton. I'm not sure yet how she will re-manifest. Will she run for president again? I don't know. I'm not going to say she won't. I'm not going to say she will. But I don't think it's impossible. Could Hillary Clinton become the chairman or the head, whatever? Oh my God, I said chairman. Oh my God, that's a sexually discriminatory term. Like, you said chairman instead of chairperson. You're excluding an entire part of the population based on gender. Could Hillary Clinton become chairperson of the DNC? These are not official predictions. I got nothing here. I'm just saying, I would not be surprised if Hillary Clinton reemerges. My hope, right? Change, hope, forward, right? My hope is that Hillary Clinton will crawl back under a rock and die. Most importantly, I know millions that I can't name by name have begged for compassion in the coming months from either side. But I want to ask for one step further because I'm a stupid fat cunt. Do not be afraid to challenge each other's beliefs. Now, of course, if you're a conservative and you challenge the beliefs of the liberals on CSU campus, well, you will be accused of hate speech. You could be expelled from college. So, yes, conservatives are afraid because conservatives know good and goddamn well that they can be punished for saying things. You stupid fucking cunt. You have created this political environment where people who disagree with you are fucking not just oppressed, but can actively be run out of the college. And you're sitting here and you're gonna fucking say some shit like, do not be afraid to challenge each other's beliefs. You stupid fucking whore. You stupid fucking filthy fucking fascist fucking Nazi fucking same sort of person who put the Jews in concentration camps fucking cunt. Do you not understand the degree to which I hate and despise you? Has it not been made clear, you fat fucking fascist hate filled, censoring fucking cunt. Do not be afraid to challenge each other's beliefs. I just, God damn it. The fact that you social justice warriors have devoted your entire lives to creating speech codes and forcing people to not be able to fucking disagree with you and punishing people who disagree with you, and then to say some shit like, do not be afraid to challenge each other's beliefs. When the millennials take power, we are so fucked. When I say to you that the millennials taking power will mean the end of freedom of speech and freedom of association, I am not exaggerating this. At CSU, I believe we can create and continue a community that can address each other with respect when critiquing one's opinions. Okay, building a free speech wall was not a respectful critique, but neither is tearing up and stealing posters. Okay. I haven't talked about this because I'm way behind. On CSU campus, conservatives built in the plaza. So, okay, the plaza, there's the CSU Lori Student Center. Right? And that's like the social place where you go and hang out. This is it's where the best part of CSU is the Ramskeller. The Ramskeller is the bar down in the basement of Lori Student Center. There's a joke. CSU, we have the Ramskeller. CU, because, okay, so look. Colorado State University and Colorado University, that's CU over in Boulder, Hippieville, the People's Republic of Boulder. CSU and CU are fucking rivals in football and everything else, right? So we always say, just one more reason CSU is better than CU is we have a bar on campus and CU doesn't. So the bar on CSU is the Ramskeller. Ramskeller is in the basement of CSU. Back when I worked at CSU, all the girls who worked at the Ramskeller knew me because I was over there all the time drinking beer. Anyhow, I haven't been there in ages. I should go over to the Ramskeller sometime. So anyhow, so Lori Student Center is the building where the student center has got the ballroom and a lot of these events that I'm talking about happen there. And there's a theater there and also. So anyhow, the plaza is this plaza that's outside of the student center. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm looking for words. I can't find them. And so the plaza is like the quote-unquote free speech zone. It's people hang out, you know, you can set up your table and hand out your material, and that's where the fucking Jesus preachers, there's a rock you can stand on, and there's actually a lot of, but there's the one free speech rock, you know, you can stand on that. And so like a lot of the Jesus freaks will be on the plaza, and the plaza is where the big anti-abortion protest happens every year. Although I assume it happened this last year, but I kind of missed it. But anyway, I've talked about it in the past, and there's actually a documentary about these people. I know I've talked about it on the podcast. It was a very good documentary. I cannot remember the name of it. So if you listen to the podcast, you'll find it. But it was really good. It was a documentary that these people did about the anti-abortion protesters. And I remember it was very good because it was very even-handed. And in that, I mean that some of the, you know, it allowed the anti-abortion protesters to present themselves as they were. And what I mean by that is watching the documentary, some of the anti-abortion people come over as very reasoned and articulate. And some of them come over as just fucking stupider than shit and fanatical. And to me, the hallmark of a good documentary is always, if you watch the documentary and once it's over with, you don't have a feeling or you were unable to detect a bias on the part of the people who made the movie. That's a good documentary. And that's how I felt about this. I did not feel a bias. I mean, some of these anti-abortion people were very persuasive, and some of them just embarrassed the fuck out of themselves. And the people making the movie just let that happen. And so it allowed you, the viewer, to process the information, make your own. So yeah, they do these big giant columns with fucking fetuses on them and that have been aborted and pictures and shit. Anyhow, so that's the plaza. How the fuck did Randy is yellow carding the fuck out of me. How did I get to the plaza? Oh, the free speech wall. See, this is relevant. The fuck are you yellow carding me for? I'm doing background information. There's a train coming and my martini is almost empty. God damn it, it's good being me. And I love, and girls were so beautiful today when I was God, I saw so many beautiful girls today. America is becoming great. Jesus Christ, the beautiful women. Anyway, the plaza. Out there on the plaza, some Republican conservative students built a wall out of cardboard boxes. And I saw pictures of it, like Free Milo and all this other stuff. And they called it the Free Speech Wall. Well, of course, liberals, because liberals are all into fucking tolerance and diversity and multiculturalism. And in other words, you know, liberals are into killing anyone who doesn't have the exact same opinion they do. Liberals showed up and started pulling the posters off the wall and putting up Hillary Clinton posters and eventually demolished the wall. And I mean, it's a pile of cardboard boxes. They knocked it over. Because, you know, it's not like liberals are going to do much work because they're all fucking lazy. That's why they're liberals. Had the wall actually been built out of something substantial, they wouldn't have done it because it would have required effort. Liberals don't fucking do effort because they're fucking lazy and fat. Anyway, at some point I will talk about that with you. Continue reading. Blah, blah, blah. Neither is tearing up stealing posters. Most of us, but of course not me, because I'm a fat fucking femistatist cunt. I, of course, am not guilty of this. Most of us are guilty of approaching a person of differing viewpoints with judgment and a bad attitude. That must change. Unless, of course, you're a liberal approaching a conservative. Unless you're a Hillary voter approaching a Trump supporter or Trump voter. Unless the person you're approaching is a Republican, a conservative, anti-abortion, Jehovah's Witness, Mormon, Catholic. In that case, you can treat the other person like shit. You can totally treat the other person like shit because, of course, you, as an enlightened Hillary Clinton ass licker, you're so much better than they are. Oh, you're so superior. This is especially important as we think is one word because they, you know, it's not like we can proofread our fucking editorials or anything because we're fat. You know, I mean, fat women can't do work, because if they did work, they might burn a calorie. If they burned a calorie, they might lose some weight. Or if they were working, they wouldn't have time to eat. If they didn't have to eat, they wouldn't be quite so fat, right? So anyhow, we think is one word. This is especially important as we think about who we are. Who's this we? Is there a fucking mouse in your pocket? Oh, yes. Ah, yes. The we. The royal we. Okay, you fat bitch, Alexandra Settner. Setner, whatever the fuck your name is. We are not a thing. Okay? There's no we. I am a heterosexual white man who works for a living. I know what gender I am. I'm a boy. I'm happy that I'm a boy. I like girls. I think girls are cute and cuddly and sweet. Not fat girls like you, but girls that are skinny, and girls that are feminine, and girls that have pleasant personality, and girls that smell nice. Not fat, ugly cunt whores like you. There is no fucking we. See, I have a job. I work. I earn all of my money. I'm not on welfare. I'm not getting student loans. I don't get affirmative action. I earn my way through life. There is no fucking we. There is no we. There is no we. You fat fucking cunt. It's cheesy, but we are the future, and that's a terrifying fucking thought, to know that a fat fucking cunt like you is the future. This is how I know I'm fucked. In a way, I'm happy I'm going to see the end of freedom, because before I die, I'm going to pull out my cock and just piss on you. Again, I've said this before, I say it again. I am going to die. When my death will be this. I will be murdered by the federal government. This is a fact. This is a fucking fact. I will die by being murdered by agents of the federal government. I don't know how. I don't know when, but that's how I will die. It's cheesy, but we are the future, and this election has implications that will impact the country forever. Oh, if only Donald Trump would build concentration camps. It is imperative that of all generations, we heal the divides and divisions that separate our ideologies, which is another way of saying it's imperative that we force other people to agree with us. That we get to the root of what is causing this deep detachment and fix it. No, we can't fix you because you're stupid. You can't be fixed, you fat, stupid cunt. You are unfixable. So this hate will never happen again. So people will never disagree with me again because I'm fat and I have a hole between my legs and no one should be allowed to disagree with me. I fear what will happen to us as an American community if we don't fix this. But I believe that CSU is a unique community of students that can combat this if we all try. There is no try. There's only do or do not. There's no motherfucking try, you fat fucking cunt. There is no try. If we all try just a little harder, if we just devote a little more effort to calling anyone who disagrees with us racist, sexist, and homophobic, then maybe we could figure out a way to fix all of this evilness, and we could get rid of all of these people who think that they're allowed to disagree with me, because no one can disagree with me because I'm fat and I have a cunt. No, I don't. I don't. I'm always right. Go fuck yourselves. There's more to come. There's obviously going to be part 3 because I'm not even halfway through this edition of The Collegian yet.